Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, approximately 10 lines up from the bottom of the page. My Chanukah. Rashi interprets Al Eza Nes Kavua. The Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in a Brisa. So this Brisa is from Megillas Tainis. Be Esrim Chamisha Bekislev. On the 25th of Kislev, we begin Yomei de Chanukah. Tam Tmanya Inu, there are 8 days of Chanukah. Delo Mispad Bahon, with an Iser Hesped. Delolis Anasbam, with an Iser Tainis. And the reason for that is that during Bayis Sheni, Kishenichnichsu Yavonim Leheichal, the Yavonim came into the Heichal in the Beis HaMikdash at the time of their battle on Yerushalayim. And this is the year of Resh Yud Dalid to Bayis Sheni, as it says in Megillas Antiochus. And these are days that are called Chanukah, Chanu Chafe. On the 25th of Kislev, they rested. Kshegavra, Kshenichnusu Yivonim LaHeichal, Timu Kol Hashmanim Shebeheichal, they were metame all the oils. And the question is whether or not that's Tumah D'oraisa or Tumah D'rabbanan. Gemara Nida on Daf Lamed Daled says that Gazru Chacham Shekol Nachri Mitami Kizov. And Tosis vacillates as to whether or not this Gezerah was already in its full activity at the time of the Chashmonaim. Ukshegavru Malchus Beis Chashmonoi Vinitzchum on the 25th of Kislev, the Beis Chashmonaim defeated the Yavanim, and the Kohanim wanted to begin the Avoda, and they wanted to light the menorah. Bodku, they looked for Shemen Zayis Tahar for the purpose of Adlokas Anes Lo Motzu Al Pach Echad Shel Shemen Shoyamunach Bechosomo Shel Kohen Gadol. There was a seal on this jar, and the seal was in perfect shape, it was complete. They understood that the Yavanim did not get to this jar, and they did not contaminate the oil that was in this jar. But the only problem is Lo Hayabo El Hadlik Yom Echad. There was only enough oil in this jug to last for 1 day. In other words, it had 3.5 lug of shemen. Every ner of the 7 neros of the menorah takes up and requires 0.5 lug on each night. And 0.5 lug times 7 gives you 3.5 lugim. Venasa bones, great miracle, vidliku mimenu shmonas yom. They were able to light 8 full days. And the Rambam explains that this was the amount of time that they needed in order to prepare new oil from olives that they would crush bitara, and they would have now a new supply of shemen tahar. The distance from Yerushalayim to get to these olive groves would be 4 days. They'd have to go 4 days and then crush the olives on that day and then come back 4 days later. That would be a total of 8 days. The Beis Yosef says that Mikra Din Kol Yisrael HaYutmei Mesim, and therefore they would need Shivas Yomim L'Tara V'Yom Echad L'Achonas HaShemet. Shona Cheres, the next year round, according to most interpretations, Kva'um Vasa'um Yomim Tovim Bahalel Voda. They designated these days and made them into Yomim Tovim. And how does Yontif express itself? Certainly not in Isar Malacha, but with Halel and Hoda. The difference between Halel and Hoda is that Halil was Kriyas HaHalil, and Odah Rashi identifies as Al Nisim BeHodah. So it's not just Amiras Halil, but it's also Hodah VeBirkas Hodah. And that's where we had the Al Nisim. But as we said before, Rashi points out that there's no Isim Malach like another Yontif. And there's Kva'um and Asa'um. Kva'um is the Kviyas Mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. Asa'um is Yontif. They made him into Yomim Tovim. The Rif has a Girsa Kva'um Shmona Yomim Tovim Bahalel Vodah. In other words, there's no Vasa'um here. Now, it comes out that the mitzvah Adlokas Neris on Chanukah is the Iker Mitzvah Chanukah. And it's very strange that the Brisa, if you only have the one word Kav'um, as the Rif interprets Kav'um B'shmonis Yom Bahal V'odah, there's no mention of Adlokas Neris. Why was the mitzvah Adlokas Neros omitted from this brisa, which records the Kviyas Yontif? These are days of Halvodah, but the Iker mitzvah is Ner Chanukah. So the Piskei Riaz, and I heard the same Yisod from my Rebbe, says that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is included under Hodah. That there is Hodah B'peh, which is Halil, and then there's Hodah B'maisa by lighting the Ner Chanukah. And the language of the Piskei Riaz is Umodim al Anes Behadlokas Haneros Umazkirin Oso B'tfila. Now, even without the Nes of the Pach HaShemen, they would have made these days into 8 days of Yontif for the Nitzachon of the Milchama. And why 8 days? That's the longest shiur that we ever found in any Moadim, Sukkos, which means Atzeres. And since it was never a greater Ness than the Ness of Chanukah, therefore it would have to equal the longest holiday that we have, which could be maximum 8 days. Now, what makes the miracle of Chanukah so great? Paro did not decree to prohibit the Jews from fulfilling mitzvahs. Religious persecution begins here with the Greeks. And lo hayu misaknim mitzvahs hadlokas haner rak chiyuv lahal shabech Hashem kinog b'shar yomim tovim. The takana would not have included hadlokas haner. It would have been exclusively a chiyuv halel v'shevach, like it is on other yomim tovim. However, when in addition to the great salvation and the military campaign, which was a great miracle, they had another additional miracle of the Nes of Menorah, so then Chacham decided to add keneged the mitzvah, to keneged the Nes of the Menorah, mitzvah adlokas neros, on each one of the 8 days. Now, there's a famous question of the Beis Yosef, why is it that there's a takon of 8 days? After all, they had enough oil for the first day, so that wasn't really a miracle. And there are many, many different answers to this question. Tanan Hossam, we have a Mishnah in Masechet Bava Kama, in Perek HaKones, the sixth Perek, in Samach Amid Beis Getz, Hayotze Mitachas HaPatish, V'yotze V'hizik Chayav. So we're talking about a blacksmith, and a spark flies from his hammer, and the spark goes out and burns the objects, the haystack of somebody else. He has to pay for that. And the Rishonim are going to argue, why does he have to pay this blacksmith? The Rambam Shita is, it's called Adam Amazik. So the Mishnah is talking about a case that the banging of the hammer caused the shoot off of a of a nitzotz of Eish, and or perhaps something else flew out as a result, maybe a piece of wood, and was mazik. So it's like Adam Ayorechetz Umazik. It's like a person who shoots an arrow. Tosus, on the other hand, has a different shita that the chiyuv is mishum esh. And the proof is because this Mishnah is brought down together with all the chiyuvim of esh. According to Tosus, there's no need to say that he was mazik because of the power of the hammer going down, but just that as a result of his blacksmithing, there was a fire that was created, and he's chai for that fire. Fine. That part of the Mishnah is not so directly relevant, but the next part of the Mishnah is more relevant. Gamal Sheta'un Pishton. So you've got a camel that's carrying a great deal of flax. Flax is very flammable. Over B'shusha Ravin. And he's traveling in the public domain. Nichnasa pishtono l'socha chanus, and as a result, the flax went into the open door of a window. Vidolka benero shel chenvani, and the pishton went up in fire with the ner of this chenvani. And balagamal chayav, the owner of the camel has to pay nizke habira, right? The bira, this gigantic palace, went up in smoke. And the reason for this is because he shouldn't have allowed his camel, with that tremendous burden on it, on his back, to go into the chanus, to go into the store, when the gamal would pass at the opening of the door. Now the Mishnah continues. However, im hiniach chenvani esneiro b'chutz, if the store owner left his candle on the outside of Rishus Arabim, and now the gamal goes by, and he's got this heavy burden of flax on his back, and he now the flax goes up in smoke, it catches smoke, catches fire. It's chenvani chayav. In this case, if as a result of this whole thing the palace went up in smoke, then the chenvani is the owner of the store who left his ish unguarded outside the store. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'ner chanukah pot. This is why we quoted this Mishnah in Bava Kamma here in our sugya. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if the pishtan, the flax of the owner of the gamal, took a flame through Ner Chanukah, which again the Chenvani lit his Ner Chanukah b'chutz on the outside. His pot, the Chenvani doesn't have to pay for the burning down of the bira, because there was a reshus for him to. He had perfectly excellent allowance or permission to put the Ner where he put it. There was no pshia here on his part. Because, as we'll soon see, the mitzvah is la nicham b'chutz kidei lefaras emanes. So he was complying, fulfilling the obligation of lighting the candles on the outside. And now the gamal goes into that candle and is a tremendous fire. So he, the owner of the esh, does not have to pay for this, because it's a ner chanukah, and he's doing exactly what the halacha requires him to do. He doesn't have to pay nizik, and if he's involved in a mitzvah. And the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. They hold that even in this case of a Ner Chanukah, the owner of the Chanus who put his Ner Chanukah outside the store, he has to pay for damages. Because according to the Chachamim, although he's obligated to light his candle b'chutz, but nevertheless he's required to be shomer, to sit next to the candle and make sure that it doesn't cause any hezek. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda seems to completely exonerate him from any chiyuv shmir, and therefore he doesn't have to pay nezikin. There's no element of pshia. Amar Ravina. Ravina wants to derive something from Rabbi Yehuda with regard to Ner Chanukah. Zosomeres, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda patters up the chenvani who lit the Ner Chanukah outside, that Ner Chanukah mitzvah anicha besoch asara, that when you place your candle outside your window, outside your house, outside the door of your house, it's got to be below asara tfoch me'akarka, disak tekle malame asara. If the Ner Chanukah has to be lit above asara, why would the Chanufani be potter in such a case? Le mole, the Baal Abira, whose beautiful palace was burnt up in smoke, he has a right to say the Chanufani, Hoyel cho laniach lemala ni gamal verochpo. You should have placed your Ner Chanukah on a higher level, above the highest level that a gamal could reach, and include his rider, so that the masa that's on the back of the camel should not go up in smoke. And if you didn't do so, then you're poshea, and you have to pay the nezek that you caused because of this ner. And for the fact that Rabbi Yehuda patters the chenvoni, it must be that the mitzvah of anochas ner Chanukah is under 10 tfachim, and therefore the Baal Abira cannot claim, well, you should have lit it much higher up, above the gamal and rochpo. So the Gemara rejects this line of thinking. The Gemara says, "V'dilma im mitrecha le'tuva asi limnuemi mitzvah." Perhaps there was a new takana here to patter up the chenvani, because if we're going to hassle him too much, and we're going to require that he lift up the candle higher and higher to reach the top of the heat of the gamal and the rochpo, is asi limnuemi mitzvah. At the end, he might say, no, it's not worth it for me to do this mitzvah. I don't want to make the commitment and put in the effort to do this mitzvah. So on the chance that maybe we still have some glimmer of hope. So let's see the Gemara Amar Avina Zoso Meres. As we saw before, let's just quickly review. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Anicha B'Soch Asara. It's got to be in the 10 Tfachim between the Karka and the 10 Tfachim limit, height limit. So it's got to be below the 10 Tfachim. And the Rosh explains that if he leaves the Ner in a place where it's Nikar Yoser, that he was lighting it l'shem mitzvah, that's going to be a greater pirsum anes. So since a light which is usually used for illumination purposes, to illuminate the house, you don't usually put it that low, therefore this gives it a heker, the fact that it's below 10 tefachim. The Mordechai adds that it can't be below 3 tefachim, that he shouldn't be lighting, and then even b'dieved he's not yotzei, because if he lights it below 3 tefachim, then he's like lighting it on the Oretz. And that's Bechlal, not Nikar, that it was left there by the Balabayas. The Isal Kedai Tochle Malame Asara. If you're going to tell me that you can Mekayim the Mitzvah and Pirbi Mepharsim and Heker Anes even above Asara, Lemele, shouldn't the Balabira, whose house went up in smoke, he should have the right to say to the store owner, Hayel Chala Nichala Mala Mi Gamal Verochpo. You should have lit your Ner Chanukah above the highest level of the Gamal, and then this whole terrible adlaka wouldn't have taken place. But Rabbi Yehuda says that Chanvani is potter. It must mean that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is below Asar Tfachim, and therefore the Baal Abira has no rightful claim to say, you're at fault. You should have lifted it much higher than the Gamal. So Gemara rejects this. The Dilma, perhaps, the mitzvah is not toch asara, but rather the reason why the Chanvani is potter is the imitricha le'tuva. If we're going to be matriachim to go lamala mi gamal v'rochbo, who knows how high that is, asi limnu emi mitzvah, he'll never be mekayim the mitzvah. Omer Avkahana says, Dorash Rabbi Nosson Bar Maniomi Mishmei the Rebbe Tanchum, and here we're turning to Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Ner Shel Chanukah Sheinicha Lamala Me'Esrim Ama Psula Kisuku Kemovui. If the Ner Chanukah was lit 20 amos or more above the ground level, and nobody in the passers-by can see it, just like in the case of Sukkah, the schach is so high that it's l'mal mi'esrimam, it's psula because the person doesn't see it, and there's no l'man yedu, he doesn't know he's sitting in a sukkah, and he's not aware of the schach above, or kamavli, where you need a korah to be metakin a mavli, and that also is meant to be a heker, and the korah cannot be above 20 amma. And that's all in the Mishnah at the beginning of Erevin. So too in the case of Ner Chanukah, because the mitzvah is to be mefarsim the nes, you don't put the Ner Chanukah above Esrim Amma. And if you did so, psula. It doesn't say miyamayit, like it says in the case of Korah, that you should lower it down. He doesn't seem to give you a recommendation as to how to fix up the problem of Esrim Amma. And perhaps the answer is that in the case of mitzvahs ner chanukah, which is only a din d'rabbanan, and we have an equation between ner chanukah and sukkah is d'oraisa, so therefore he uses the same lashon that he uses in sukkah, he uses here, or he doesn't want to be marich and tell him exactly how to be mamayit in ner chanukah, but anyway, it would seem that he has to be mamayit. We also have a problem that he may have to light it a second time. The first, if he lit it above Esrimam, it's not enough to just carry the Ner down because the Ner was possible at the time that he lit it. Now, one of the various Malachos on Shabbos is Hotzom Rishus Lushus. In the case of a Mavui, which looks like a Rishus Harabim, people, masses of people go up and out down this alleyway. Chachamim wanted to make a takana to make sure that people would realize that this is a Rishus HaYochid, and that would allow Tiltil. And in order to make that heker, they required a Korah. Now, the Gemara in Sukkah offers many reasons as to why a Sukkah is Psula L'mala B'Esrim. Our Sugi reflects that sheet, as we indicated earlier, of L'man Yedu, that we have to be aware of the Sukkah, see the Schach, and if it's above Esrim Amma, we won't see the Schach. V'yomar Rav Kahana, Doresh Rav Nosson, Bar Min Yomi Mishmeder Rav Tanchu, Maidich Siv. Once we're on the topic of Esrim Amma, what does it mean when it says Habar Reik Ein Bo Mayim? Why does it have to say the bar is Reik, and then say the bar is Ein Bo Mayim? Once you tell me it's Reik, Ein Yodesh Ein Bo Mayim, I know that it doesn't have water in it. L'ma Tamalom Ein Bo Mayim, Mayim Ein Bo Aval Nechoshim V'akravim Yesh Bo. So it was a tremendous miracle that Yosef survived the Noshim V'akravim at the bottom of this deep bar. And here the Torah to me wants to suggest that the bar was 20 amos deep, and the Achim didn't see that there were Nechoshim V'akravim. Had they made an extra effort to look into the bar, they would have seen that that this bar is full of Nechoshim V'akravim. But most people don't see something that's below 20 amos, whether it's above 20 amos, below 20 amos. But nevertheless, if you strain your neck and you put in a little effort, an extra effort, you would see it. So one way of learning this Gemara is just simply to say that the Achim didn't know about the Akravim and Nechoshim. Because had they known, then they would have seen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing a nest to save him from Nechoshim Akravim. They wouldn't have sold him as an Eved. The other way of interpreting it is that that maybe, he says in the name of the Ritva, Lo yu nechoshim akravim nirim, and Ruvain rotzal atzilo, b'lachein omer lashlicho lebar. I mean, Ruvain was the one who encouraged them in order to save him, to throw him down to the bar. It couldn't be that they were aware of the fact that they were nechoshim akravim. Omer Rabba ner chanukah mitzvah lanicha betefach asmucha lepesach. When we light near Chanukah, it's got to be right near the Pesach, within a tefach's worth of the Pesach. Or if he lights in the Chotzer, or right outside his house, on the border of Rishus HaRabim, it's always got to be tefach ha-smucha le-Pesach ha-bayis, because if it's more than a tefach away, it's not nikar that this Ner Chanukah relates to, is attributed to this bayis. There has to be that siruf and that heker to the balabayis. The hecha monachlo, so which side of the Pesach should he should he place the Ner Chanukah? Two opinions about that. Rav Acha b'Rei de Rav Amar b'Yamin. He wants the Ner Chanukah to be on the right side. Rav Shmuel m'Difti Amar m'Smol should be on the left side. And the Gemara is going to explain why on the left side. Hilchasa m'Smol, why? Kedesha Tehei Ner Chanukah m'Smol u'mezuzah m'Yamin. He should be surrounded by mitzvahs. The mezuzah requires m'Yamin, and therefore the Ner Chanukah should be on the small. The reason why the mezuzah is on the Yamin is because the Pasuk says, Uksavtem al mezuzos beisecha. And in Yuma Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara darshens the word beisecha as referring to bi'oscha. And you have to set up the mezuzah on that side, which is called derech bi'oscha. And derech b'nei adam, people start going with their right foot, so they're inclined towards the right side. So you put the mezuzah on the right side as you go into the house. Now, we recommend the left side for Chanukah because he should be surrounded by mitzvahs. If, let's say, you have a Pesach she'ein bo mezuzah, there is no mezuzah at that Pesach, then he would have to light the Ner Chanukah on the right side. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, Asur lahartzos mos kineged Ner Chanukah. When you want to see the difference between one coin and another, you're counting your coins, then you can't use and benefit from the Ner Chanukah. And ki amrisa kame de Shmuel, when this halacha was repeated in front of Shmuel, Amarli, Shmuel asked, V'chiner kedusha yeshba? A rhetorical question, does the Ner Chanukah, is it invested with kedusha? That you're not letting benefit from the light of the Ner Chanukah? Now, most of the Rishonim hold that Rav Asi holds like the sheet of Rav that we had earlier on Chaf Alpha Mbeis, also l'shtamish li'or shel Ner Chanukah. And he adds that even counting Mos is considered a shimush b'ner Chanukah. Even though you would have said that it doesn't look so much that he's benefiting so much from the light, maybe at a distance he could also see the difference between one coin and another, but nevertheless it's us. The Balamor understands that Rav Asi completely disagrees with Rav. Rav prohibits all tashmish, any sort of use liora ner, even a tashmish shel mitzvah, like for example learning Torah liora ner, because neris halolu domim l'neris shebimigdash, and the same halacha that you're not allowed to get any hanoah for the neris shebimigdash, any hanoah whatsoever, even hanoah shel mitzvah, applies to the ner chanukah. Rav Asi on the other hand holds that only a tashmish shel chol, like Hartzos Mos and something like that, that's also liora ner because of Bizui Mitzvah, as the Gemara is going to clarify later on. But a Tashmish shel Mitzvah be Mutter. Maskif Lorav Yosef Echidam Kedusha Yeshbo. Now, what's the status of Dam in the Mitzvah of Kisi Adam, which is Adam Chaya Adam Of? And yet, we'll have a Brisa says, have to be Noig Bekovid for a Dvar Mitzvah, for a Chavtz Shel Mitzvah, even though it has no Kedusha. The Sanya we learned in a Braisa with regard to the Pasuk in Vayikra Yitzayin of Kisi Adam Ve'ish Asher Yatzud Tzed Chaya O'of Asher Ye'ocha V'shafach Es Domo V'kiso B'afar V'shafach V'kiso V'amesh Shafach Yechase. That you have to use your Yad. It's the same Yad that you use to shech the animal. You did the Shechita, and that's Shvichas Dam, that's called V'shafach. And that's the same yad that you need to cover the dam with offer. Shelo yichasen b'regel, but you shouldn't kick the dust and the dirt on top of the dam. But rather you should use your yad and not your foot. Shelo yu mitzvos bezuzi solov, otherwise it's bezui mitzvah. Is Hachanami here too, with regard to Ner Chanukah, even though it has no Kedusha, you still can't use them to count your mos. Shelo yu mitzvos bezuzi solov. Now again, the first application of bezuyos in the case where he kicks the offer with his foot, that we understand, that's intuitive. But here that he's looking at the R, you know, he's using the light to count his mos, I mean, that doesn't sound like mitzvos bezuyos olav. It's not such a great bezuy mitzvah. So you know, Chinami Shmuel, who asked this question, he was wondering why it should be osav v'chikdusha yeshbo. He probably held that this is not a matter of bizui mitzvah, just to use it to the light to count your mos. But the Sfas Emes tries to understand Rav Yosef, why did he make this equation between Kisei Adam Beregel and counting your mos, which doesn't seem to have a bizoyan element? So he writes that Rav Yosef, it doesn't mean to prove anything from Kisei Adam and derive from that the din of Hartzos Mos in Ner Chanukah. All Rav Yosef wanted to do was to answer up the kash of Shmuel when Shmuel said Ner Kedusha Yeshbo, as if to say the only reason that we have to be concerned about using the Ner is because of Kedusha. No, it has nothing to do with Kedusha, nothing to do with Yisra Noah. It all boils down to Bizui Mitzvah. And that much Kedusha we have in a Ner Mitzvah. You're not allowed to be Mavaza the Ner Mitzvah. Now, exactly what constitutes a Bizui Mitzvah, one could argue possibly that counting the most to the light of the Ner Chanukah is also a kind of Bizui Mitzvah. He puts up fruits in his sukkah to beautify the sukkah. Is he allowed to eat those fruits that he put in the sukkah in order to beautify the sukkah? Amalahu Rav Yeshua ben Levi responded, Amru Asur Lahartzos Mos Kenegin Ner Chanukah. No, there's an Indian of Bizui HaMitzvah, and Bizui HaMitzvah should apply to Noi Sukkah as well. During the entire balance of the Chag, they service the mitzvah, they embellish the mitzvah. We shouldn't have any Hanab from them because of Bizui Mitzvah. And you see clearly that the Cheftza of Noi is part of the Cheftza Shal Mitzvah. So Rav Yosef was wondering about what Rav Yeshua ben Levi told him, and he needed to prove the Yisra Anor Moy Sukkah from Ner Chanukah. I'm Rav Yosef, Mori Davram, Toli Tana Bilo Tanya. The Ribono Shel Avram, the master of Abraham. It's an expression. He says, what is it that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi found here in Osel Hartzos Mos in Er Chanukah? You're using a braisa which doesn't even have a reason to explain a braisa which has a reason in it. Sukkah Tanya. Sukkah is explicit in the braisa that you're not allowed to have Hanor from the noise Sukkah. And Chanukah Lo Tanya, there's no braisa that says you can't have a Noah from Ner Chanukah. It was only a discussion about the Amoraim. And the Gemara now is going to bring a braisa to prove that Sukkah, Noi Sukkah, is also about Noah. The Sanya, we learned in a braisa, Sichacha Kehil Chasa, after he put up the Schach, according to fulfilling the requirements of Schach, the Itra. And he beautifies the sukkah, bikramim, certain types of kishutim, of beautiful curtains that are colored, stinim amitsuyarim, where you have curtains that have beautiful artwork on them, the tolabo, and he puts nice sukkah vegozim, afarsikim, the nuts, and peaches, and shkedim, and almonds, rimonim, and pomegranates, and parchile anovim, which are, Eshkolos of Anovim, not only clusters of grapes, but Atarah Shel Shibolim. He has these sheaves of grain that are in a roundish shape, and they look like a keser, an Atarah, some sort of a crown on the head. And he has glass vessels that are full with yenos, with wine, with oil, with solus, with very beautiful flour, fine flour. And all these he's got in his beautiful, to beautify his sukkah. Also, with stopping them, he's not allowed to take any of them and use them for his own purposes during the entire balance of sukkahs. Kol yimei chaga sukkahs. Ad motzi yontif achron shel chag. Until Shmini Atzeres. Now, why does this Iser extend even to Shmini Atzeres? After all, Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmo, and the mitzvah of Sukkah is Einan Oheges b'Shmini Atzeres. But this has to do with a halacha called Nigud Iskatzoy l'Bein Hashmashos Iskatzoy l'Kuliyoma. That the Bein Hashmashos going in, ending Sukkahs and going into Shmini Atzeres has the same status as Sukkahs. And therefore, when we go into Shmini Atzeres, we have this problem of Huktzel Mitzvaso because of the Bein HaShmashah situation. However, the Brisa concludes by saying that im hisna leim akolfi tno. If before he enters into Yontif of Sukkis, he makes a tanai. He says, "I'm not makta them idaiti. I don't know. I don't want to exclude them. I'm not bodol miem." And in the Bein HaShemashes of entering into Chag HaRishon, he has this mindset that maybe he will want to use and enjoy the benefits of these fruits, etc., during the course of the Chag HaKolafi Tano. Then, in those cases, if he made such a Tanai, he's allowed to enjoy the benefits of these fruits, take them down and eat them. In any event, we see clearly from this Braisa that Sukkah and Noi Sukkah is Osir Bano. So you don't have to prove it from the Isur Stamshus Lior Ner Chanukah. El Amar of Yosef Avuin de Kulu Dam. That the source for all these, for the application of the Isur Bizoyon in all these mitzvahs that we mention is the Pasuk of Veshafach Vekisa by Kisi Adam. That you're not allowed to be Mechasa the Dam with your foot. Right, by kicking the dirt onto the dam, that would be mitzvahs b'zuyas olav, and we'll use that as our paradigmic case and derive by analogy all the other mitzvahs that lo tehi b'zuyas olav. And it seems from this statement of Rav Yosef Avuin de Kulu Dam, he didn't have to add this because his old kasha was, we don't need any proof for nois sukkah from the fact that you're not allowed to use the or of Ner Chanukah to count your mos. But the Braisha is just explaining and clarifying the nature of the Isur Tamshus benois sukkah. And the answer is that that's derived from Kisi Adam, which is the paradigmic case. And here we have a machlok shin Rav and Shmuel about madlikin miner liner or ein madlikin miner liner. Can you light one ner Chanukah from another? Amir Tz Hashem, we'll cover that in the next shiur.